WAHKIM repeater wires X net with
connected N 8 O H U link connected A K 4 P Y link.
This is WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000 14 nodes. Number 11124 in.
K1GGS NY3J.
NY3J, K1GGS, good afternoon.
Hey, good evening. How you doing? My name's Ron. I'm from the Philadelphia area. We have a little test going on here. We have the K3PDR repeater on frequency, and hopefully a couple guys in the area will check in through the repeater like I'm doing. Someone has Wires X set up and on the repeater frequency. So far, it sounds pretty good, so looking forward to checking in today. And good job, by all. K1GGS, NY3J, NY.
Yeah, NY3J, K1GGS. Okay, very good. Glad to have you aboard. And if we have any issues, we'll give you a call, and you can just shut it down, but sounds like it's going to be working fine.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, KC3BRA is the guy that has it set up at his house. And I think he's on the road. He's going to try to have another HT to check in. So, I'm sure it'll be okay. It sounds like it's going to be okay. And NY3J, stand by.
NY3J, KB3WBN. How you doing, Ron? You're sounding good.
Yeah, very good, Norm. Yeah, sounding good. Repeater sounds good. And Jim is riding around trying to find a spot where you can hit the repeater with his HT, so should be a good session. I'll stand by for the net here, Ned, Norm, and I'll talk to you in a bit, NY3J.
Okay, Ron, I'm going to now get into the Wires Xbox via simplex mode. Thanks for the callback. NY3J, KB3WBN, and clear.
WA8KIM repeater tornado watch.
CQ, CQ, CQ. Kilowatt 1, Golf Sierra, K1GGS in Simi Valley, California. Starting the Saturday evening wires, not since they're wires, but a fusion information and technical net. This net meets every Saturday at this time on this node. Everybody's welcome, and feel free to join in. We'll start off with a round of, not a round, but we'll start off with a roll call. And after that, we'll do some, I'll pass some information that I dug out of the various web groups today. And then we'll go for a round of comments. So let's start off with a roll call. Stations on the East Coast, call now, K1GGA.
Connected, VA3XJL.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango on the node. Good evening to everybody from Newport Richey, Florida.
This is NY3J. The name is Ron from the Philadelphia area going through the KC3BRA node, NY3J.
This is WAATIM, Michigan. Still not sure if called Midwest or just Eastern, so East Coast, I mean. So WAATIM.
This is KC3BRA going in through the K3PDR repeater.
This is K3UCB. Just coming in through my my node.
Okay, we got NY3J, WA8KIM, KC3BRA, K3UCB. And I'm sorry I missed anybody before that. Something happened to my headphones, and I was talking to the folks just before the net, and I was working fine, and I called and no one was talking, and I looked up and saw people were talking. So we're off the headphones. So anybody that tried before NY3J, please try.
Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango from Newport Richie, Florida, checking in.
Okay, KI4GNT, K1GGS, very good, thank you. Okay, any other stations on the East Coast, go ahead.
WA3QV, you, Mark, checking in on the K3PDR machine, Philadelphia.
And J3Z, checking in through K3PDR, BRA, link.
VA3XJL, disconnected, connected, VA3XJL.
Okay, that's somebody connecting and disconnecting there. WA3QBU, did I have the call sign right?
Yeah, that's correct. Quebec, Victor, United.
K3ZJ, go ahead.
Connected, VA3XJL.
Okay, maybe the station connecting and disconnecting is the one these folks are on. WA3QBU, or did I get that call sign correct? Well, we'll continue on. Stations in the central part of the country, K1GGF. WA8KRF, K1GGS, roger. Any other stations in the central part of the states?
This is Mike, GC9NSA, checking in from Chicago, Illinois.
N808U, by Echo Line, thanks to thank you.
WW4USA, Louisville, Kentucky.
WA3QBU, KB3WBN, you copy, Mark.
Yes, we do, WA3QBU.
WZN, I'm going to say again, you're a little fast for.
I'm about to go into Jim K3BRA's Wires X room. Right now I see Freddie in there. That's the only one and myself. I don't see Jim in there yet. Back to you, Mark. KB3WB.
Any other stations in the central part of the country?
Number 4, Delta Lima Whiskey. Dave, I'm here in Brandon, Florida, near Tampa. I didn't hear a few stations there at the beginning. I saw the call sign come up, and that still seemed to be happening. I guess there's some problems or something going on.
WA8KIM, repeater, tornado.
Okay, yeah, the only people I missed at the beginning was because my headphones died, or something happened anyway, but, as soon as I unplug the headphones, everybody's fine. So I'm not sure what's happening there. Now, I could be having problems here. We're having rain for the first time in a long time. And it's raining pretty good, and that usually messes things up pretty good when it first starts, so there could be some internet issues, but so far I haven't seen any. Okay, let's try again. Any other stations in the central part of the country?
KC0ITF, Jason, La Junta, Colorado.
KC0ITF, K1GGS, roger. Anybody else?
Your
ZZ Sugar, Fred, La Junta, Colorado. Over.
W0ZZS. Roger. Any other stations?
Location is La Junta, Colorado. La Junta, Colorado. Over.
Okay, very good. And I've got some lightning coming my ways, but I'm not going to worry about it for the moment anyway. Okay, anybody on the west coast of the United States? K1GGS?
T6PFJ?
WB6PFJ, Roger. Anybody else?
KA6HME.
It's raining out. You can't be outside. K1GGF. Guess not. But any other stations anywhere in the country, K1GGS?
NC3U.
NC3U, K1GGS, Roger. Any other station? Okay, hearing nothing, we'll get started. Does any station have any announcements they'd like to make? Okay, don't hear anything today. Let's see, a couple things that have happened this week. I've got a pretty long list for the first time. Number one is, for those of you that may not know, the repeater program, the DR1X program, has been continued until the end of September. So if you're interested in purchasing a repeater for your club or replacing an existing repeater, get on the Yahoo group and you'll find the forms you need to fill out. You can send them in. Well, let's see, last week new software came out for the repeaters, the DR1X and the FTM400. Let's see, the DR1X is now version 1.00 small b. That's 1.00 small b with a date of 7/15/15. And the FT400 is version 2.0 for main and 2.10 for DSP, and those both have to match. If you don't have the right DSP version in there, it'll be an issue. When I did mine, it updated both automatically with the same file, so it looks the instructions sort of indicated maybe separate, but I did it and it was all on one file, so that was good. And there has been some confusion over the numbering of the changes and W0, what's this call sign? I forgot already. Anyway, he put out a little message on Yahoo groups that explained their numbering procedures over there in Japan. And they're a little different from what we do, so those are the correct versions, the 100B and the 2.10, I mean, for the DSP. So if you're doing your updates, files, those are the correct ones. And also, I believe when you download the FT400 files, you may see that in that file there is a file with a name of that shows 1.9 as being in the file. That is pretty okay. You just go ahead and do it. At least I did, and it worked fine. There's also some new Adams 7 software. That's the Yaesu software, which is different than the RT software. I have not downloaded it, but I haven't installed it yet, so I don't know how it differs from the RT software and if it works better or not, but anyway, it's there for free, so keep that in mind. And before I continue on, are there any other stations for the net? K1GG. Websites that you can look at. Chris has got website, or not a new website, but a new one to me anyway, up that has a lot of Fusion information on it. And if you go to www.hamoperator.com, and you'll see on the top a line with Fusion and Fusion Help, and both of those have information in there that you'll probably find interesting. Also, if you have a repeater, install a new repeater or upgrade a repeater, it's requested that you go to repeaterbook.com, and either correct any listing that might be in there for your repeater, if you're changing it from FM to Fusion, or adding Fusion, and if it's a new repeater, add it to the list. You'll need the geographic coordinates of the repeater, latitude and longitude, as well as a possible range. If you put that in there, when you log on the site, it'll give you a map that shows you the possible radius, so that's very good to have. Okay, there's going to be a webinar, Fusion webinar, on August 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And that'll be run by Yaesu. And they're looking for presenters for that. If you have something technical or something that is unique and everybody might like to hear about it, contact Chris on the Fusion Yahoo group and let him know, and he will get in touch with you about if you need any help from Yaesu in developing something or whatever. He can help you out with that, but he is looking for presenters. I think that's, oh, there is one other thing. This week, I got together with some folks out in the Midwest, and we did some playing with the GM mode. I don't think many people are using that, but it was very good. We were able to link two GM repeaters, to the two GM wires box together. And that'll only work, by the way, if both are in the GM mode. If one's in the standard Fusion mode, the other one tries to connect with it, you usually get a error, so both have to be in GM mode. And we were able to track the mobiles that were in the area and see who was in range. We could see what that distance was from your station and the direction from your station to that station. And seemed to work quite well. I was a little concerned about battery usage because your radio that you're connecting to your local GM node in is transmitting at least once a minute your position, but it's a very short burst and didn't seem to affect the battery that much. I really thought I was going to lose it fast, but it didn't, so that was a surprise. But there are some benefits to it. I'm not sure if the benefits were really that great, but it was fun to try it, and it worked very nicely cross country. That's about all the stuff I have. Does anybody have any questions this evening?
Kilo Alpha 9 Zulu Radio Zulu.
The Shacktown area, there's a rock concert going to start here at half past the hour across the street, and I have a feeling it's going to be very noisy. So anyway, and if I miss anybody on this, call me back, because I think I may have missed a few. In case you don't know, I do have a hearing issue, and I normally use headphones, which helps me considerably, but that didn't work tonight, so we were just using the radio speaker. So I may have call signs messed up and may have missed a few. So anyway, NY3J, any comments?
KK9ZRZ.
Okay, K1GGS, NY3J. Yeah, we lost you for quite a bit there, probably like a 10-minute break, so I guess there may be problems on the network, but it was working pretty good here in Philadelphia. We're going through the K3PDR repeater. One has their Wires Xbox set up at the house with the repeater frequency on it. And a couple of people from around the area went through the repeater. It's a Fusion repeater, and everybody sounded pretty good. So hopefully you heard everybody okay, and it looks like it was a very successful test. Thanks for the net. You guys do a nice job, and looking forward to hearing you again. K1GGS Net Control, NY3J73, everyone.
K9 Centerton.
W8KIM. Good evening to you. Any comments?
Sorry, this is W8KIM. Having some delay here with my internet. No, I don't have any comments to say, but there are another person, I think ZRZ or something, who is trying to make a comment. So, no, I have nothing to say. Sounds good there, Rusty. So I'll hand it over to that one station. I think it's ZRZ, but he had a comment to say, so I'll hand it over to him. This is W8KIM.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm lagging out big time over here all of a sudden. Question was, you said there was a webinar on August 29th and the time, and second question is this net, or I should say, what time does this net assemble normally? Over, and the name is Mike here in sunny Orlando, Florida. Over.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Yeah, this net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's 5 p.m. Whether it's Pacific time or Pacific Daylight Savings time, it doesn't change with the time change. Keep that in mind. It's always 3 hours difference to the East Coast. And the webinar is on August 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Now, they will send out a notice on the Fusion Yahoo group with a link to register for that. You know, then they'll send you the login information for the webinar. So if you're not on the Yahoo group, suggest you join it, and you'll find a lot of good information, and you'll find out about the webinar as well. Normally that information is not posted until the night before the webinar, so you really have to be on the webinar to get it, because it might not get the web before I have the net here, and I couldn't pass it along. So.
That's good to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, that's all I have. So 8 o'clock, and then off to there. Is there a specific place you can go for questions with... how do you want to say it? Is there any places you can go to find links to other websites regarding Fusion handhelds, common issues people are running into, so on and so forth, like a help? Any place, or is it just Yahoo groups?
Yeah, I think the main place is the Yahoo group. Chris does have his own, which I passed the information on earlier, which is www.hamoperator.com. He has some good notes on there on the various equipments and little tricks people have found about them. But you'll see quite a bit of stuff on the Yahoo group. However, I'll also have to say that you see a lot of complaints on there, but those are just a few people complaining, and the majority of the people are not having the issues, so... keep that in mind when you're looking at the Yahoo group.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I'm on the Facebook, couple of the Facebook pages, and those are somewhat informative. Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me the time to ask a question and check in. So I'll say 73 to everyone out there from sunny Orlando, Florida. K9ZRZ, Mike.
Okay, thank you. KC3VRA, any comment? I don't hear anything. K3UCV, any comment?
WA8KIM, repeater, tornado.
K3UCV. thanks again, K1GGS, for doing the net. You do an excellent job. And I just wanted to say I did the firmware upgrade to the FTM400, and I downloaded the new CPS, and don't know if anyone has the RT on here, has used the RT Systems CPS, but I thought this would be a basic programming, but it's not. It actually is pretty pretty advanced. Read one of the comments on there in the Yahoo group that it will not allow you to change the transmit frequency. It only gives you an option to put in the receive frequency, and you can make it simplex, plus or minus, and that's it. So you can't have one frequency, 2 meter frequency receive, and a 440 frequency transmit. And that's the only bad thing I've seen about it, but the settings, it gives you a lot more options in the settings. So it is worth downloading and worth looking at, and it allows you to do the programming by the cable as well. And that's all I have for the net. K3UCB again, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for that information. I guess I'll have something to play with here tomorrow, maybe. Okay, KI4GNT, K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening from Newport Richey, Florida, to everybody out there, especially to you there. Mr. K1GGS, thanks for running the net. Well, I have a question out there for the group. We have talked about this before, but I just don't remember what was the outcome. Lately, I've heard about quite a few FTM400s having an issue of blowing out the finals with very low power. And I have not experienced that myself until recently. Even though I had an extra fan running, I have a bigger fan running to cool it down, I experienced on 20 watts the radio quit transmitting. It actually went out for repair. Thank God it happened on the warranty. But I'm wondering if on the Yahoo group or anyone else has experienced the same, and why is that happening? I've had Yaesu pretty much all my ham career and never ever had a problem with a Yaesu product ever. This is the first time, so I'm wondering if there's a bad batch out there of FTM400s or what's going on.
Okay, 4GNT, K1GGS. Yaesu does not recommend running it at full power all the time. They recommend the lower rate, the lower power. And I run my wires node on the medium power, but I do have a fan on it, and it's nice and cool right now. It's been transmitting for the whole net, so it's working. My other radio here that I'm actually using for the net, it's running low power, and it's nice and it's warm, but it's not hot. So I think the recommendation of not running at high power, especially for, you know, if you're using it a lot, is the issue. Go ahead.
AK4PY link disconnected.
Someone else had to key up the other machine out there. Okay, what I was saying was is that mine was running on 20 watts, which is not max power, it's mid power. And I knew about the 50 watt issue and problem, but I don't know. Mine wasn't the only one that has had that problem. Also, another fellow ham in Spring Hill, W4EZZ, had his on 5 power and went out. 5 watts low power. So something is not right on those radio, because, you know, I didn't know what to say about it at the time because, you know, I didn't have experience the problem, but now I did. I don't know. I have some concerns about the FTM400. I like the radio. I really love the radio, the looks and everything. and they really pack a lot for the money. But, I mean, I don't know if that's becoming a common problem or a common trend out there. That's why I'm throwing out the question and the concern. Like I said, I've owned two FT-857 Deltas, no problem. I've owned an 8900, no problem. And I use those radios on high power, not the STM-400, but all the other ones, and never, ever had a problem or an issue. Care for GNC, back to net control.
DK1GGS, okay. Well, I've got three F-400s running here, and one runs on medium power all the time, and two of them run on low power, and have not had any problem. They've been on 24 hours a day for several months now. I'll see, is anybody else having any issues with radios burning up on medium power?
Alpha Bravo 3 Lima India, check in. No issue. No issue on medium power whatsoever on my end. And hello to everyone.
Okay, AB3LI, K1GGS, roger. Okay, anybody else have any comments on the power?
KB3WBN, I run the 400 as a nude radio, low power, never had a problem at all. Back to net, KB3W.
This is WAAKAM. I have four of them, and I've never had that issue. My node I always ran on the medium power, 20 watts, my computer could put on me, so it's not working at the moment. But never had an issue, and I did have to send one in once, but that was a programming issue. It locked up. Yazoo fixed it, but no, I've never had an issue. One's on 24/7. Usually both are at the node, and I have the two mobiles. Those I always run on high power, but, you know, just for short durations, but no issues. So I've had good luck here.
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, thank you very much. Alrighty, K4GNT, K1GGS, I guess we don't have any other people with a problem.
WA8KIM, repeater, tornado, walk.
Okay, I guess I'm one of the guys on the East Coast with a bad luck. Like I said, one in Spring Hill, I was running his on 5 watts and it died on him. I was running mine on 20 watts and it gave up on me. I think it's a matter of time, because I bought mine in February 20th and never ever had a problem until then, so it quit transmitting. It did receive very well, but it quit transmitting, so anyway, like I said, it's about the fifth radio I hear about it. Not on this group, but in some other groups that I've been talking to. This is about the fifth radio I hear having a problem. But anyway, I'll keep you guys informed when I get mine back, and we'll see what they say. K1GGS from KF4GNT, back in the control.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it'd be interesting if they send a report back that says what it was. Being down there in Florida, though, I know there's an issue with lightning, because I used to have some equipment down there, and we used to have problems with lightning all the time, so I'm saying that's it, but maybe you get zapped. Who knows? Okay, thank you. Let's see. W8KRF, K1GGS, any comment?
No, originally I did, but I'll just make a few. I have two FTM-400s. Been running the one, the node here, on high power, but I don't think that much activity, because probably the node should be in my testing on open cell. I've had no problem with either of them. G1DR, no problem. FTDR, no problem. A57 Delta in the car, no problem. So I've absolutely been either very lucky or been very unlucky. So I've had no problem with the stage as well. An interesting topic tonight, learning a little bit more each time I listen to them. So appreciate it. We're not up AR-1X yet. I'm
kind of a great moment to be up right now. We're waiting to see if I can get wires extra and whatnot. Fingers crossed to be doing that. That's confirmed. Thank you, Donald. Interesting that WHKR.
Okay, very good. Well, I did my all my three radios a couple days ago, and they've been working fine, so I think you're probably safe. Let's see, KC9, NSA, K1GGS, any comments? W4USA, any comments?
WW4USA. Well, hey, I just want to thank everybody for myself being able to participate on that. This is my first time, and pleasantly surprised at a pretty good group as far as the numbers showing up. I do want to comment on, again, on the reliability of that FTM-400. I currently have three of them. One of them I have in Wires X service running at 20 watts, and another one I have running as my my base UHF VHF radio, and I am running that on the UHF side at 50 watts because there's two of the fusion repeaters that are quite a bit away, about 25 miles from me. I haven't had a problem with either of those two at 20 watts and 50 watts. And then there's one in my car that doesn't get a whole lot of use. I purchased all three radios in March of this year. I do have double fans on the two Shack radios. But no problems. It's my understanding, too, that all the problems that do exist, they usually occur on the UHF side rather than on the 2-meter side. But anyway, great net. First timer. Going to be back. I'm going to hand it back to net control. K1GGS, this is WW4 USA, Louisville, Kentucky. My name is Rick, by the way.
WW4 USA, K1GGS, roger. Thank you very much. And welcome aboard. N4DLW, go ahead. I don't hear anything, so let's try another one. KC0IATF. Go ahead.
Good evening. I got disconnected last week, so nobody heard my questions. One, are there any other Wires X nets LTO besides this one? And two, since the ASU provides all the documentation for like connecting to a, like an external stuff, like the SCOM 7330, how many people are actually using that configuration or any kind of a similar product? And I guess lastly, this universal digital radio controller from Northwest Digital, and I keep on hearing about. I guess some people in Texas are using it, but the product page on the Northwest Digital doesn't show it. So are these people just in beta test, or where are these people getting the stuff from? Back in that KC0ITF.
Zero-ITF, K1GGS. Yeah, I'm not sure on any of that. I don't know if there's anybody on here. I don't think there's anybody on here from Texas, so I can't really find out about that. But I know they've got a whole bunch of repeaters on there. It sounds like most of them are analog. A little few times that I've listened to it, but I'm not sure how they're doing it. And yeah, some people have a problem with configuring the Wires X. I think it's mainly because they don't read the small print in the manual, and this one, the major step that is in the manual, of course, that's a note at the bottom of the page, and most people go right over it, and that's why it doesn't work, and that's how to put your transceiver into the Wires X mode. Once they do that, they seem to be doing okay. So, that's about all I can think of. Did you have any other questions there?
W-A-8-K.
Other nets, other nets besides this one, any throughout the week? Everyone is bouncing around the random rooms and nodes for K-C-0-I-T-F.
K-C-0-I-T-F on GGS. I think there were a couple other ones, but they're basically local nets, and the only ones I've seen are actually on a repeater. Not on a Wires X node. Might be worthwhile inquiring on the Yahoo group and see if there's any answers, because, like I said, there may be some out there. They're not published anywhere, so kind of hard to find.
And then, too, I don't know, is anybody really using the external controller at all? The AC recommends the ASCOM 7330. So, is anyone using that or any other similar product out there?
Does anybody have any comments on that, K1GGF?
This is WAAKIM. I just got my DR1X repeater in yesterday. I haven't had a chance to mess with it at all. I've been working. But I do run the Wires X hooked directly up to my ASCOM 7330 in analog. Right now it's hooked up to a Kenwood, TKR 851. I will be hooking it up to the System Fusion, but it'll still be analog. Even if I hook the Wires X box right up to the System Fusion, I do not personally know how to get the Wires X to work in digital mode. I know there's a way to make the repeater be in digital, but the Wires X will still always be analog. There is a group out there, I think, that does have that solution, but I'm not sure. But no, I do have the SC50, the external board, to go between the DR1X and the System Fusion repeater, the ASCOM 7330, I mean. But I just haven't had time to do it yet. Plus, I'm waiting for my ADR device coming from Ken. So I will be posting those my results once I get it all done, including my script for the 7330 controller on my website when I get it done. But that probably won't be, if I'm lucky, I'll get done next week, but it may not even be till a week after. I got a lot going on, unfortunately, with work. But so you can check out my website, anybody wants to. It's whiskeyalpha8kiloindiamike.com, W-A-A-K-I-M. And, of course, I'll make it known on the System Fusion group, too, though, when I actually get these problem or projects accomplished in case there's anybody that's interested. This is W-A-A-K-I-M. Back to Matt.
Okay, W-A-K-N, K1GGS, thank you. Let's see who's next here. KC0ITF, did I get you?
Yep, got me. Back to that, KC0ITF.
I'm trying to get my, speakers to work. I have the jack on them for the headphones, and so far not working. Let's see, N4DLW. Any comments on that?
I don't know. I upgraded one of my 400s, and I guess it went okay. And I don't know, net tonight, spawn station, but I don't hear, and I lost the connection, and to get back. I'm not sure what's going on, but I know Eli there, I heard him a few times. I heard him once, but he keyed up about three or four times, I know, but I don't know. Anyhow, just listening in, rainy Florida here, but 7-3, hell, I'm 4-11.
Very much. Yeah, I don't know if the problems on my end or not this time, but anyway, we'll see what happens. Thank you for coming aboard. WV6PFJ. Okay, GG. NC3U. Any comments for the net? KC3VRM. Any comment? AV3LI. Any comment? KC3VRA. Any comment? Okay. Is any station that I missed that would have any comments for that? K1GGS.
Number zero, is that Sugar?
Fine. For the station that ended in Victor Sugar, try again.
ZZ Sugar, Fred in La Junta, Colorado. In La Junta, you did miss me on the comments, so I'll go ahead and do them right now, and not much going on here. I enjoying the net. I'm trying to copy everybody down as fast as I can, but I'm not having much luck. But you've got quite a nice list here, and a nice copy on most all the stations. So thanks for doing that, and we'll try to check in on some regularity here. See, KR1GGSW0ZZS, over.
KW0ZZS, K1GGS, very good. Okay, thank you. And let's see, are there any other stations for that before we close?
Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha.
Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo, K1GGS, go ahead.
Yeah, Kilowatt 7 Delta Romeo Alpha, good evening. Name here is Dave in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Can you repeat the time that this net starts, and is it every Saturday? Over.
W2GLD, repeater, disconnected.
Every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, whether that's daylight savings or whatever it's 5 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, it's when we have the net. And you're welcome to join us. We're on here, and there's also some of us that monitor this particular node, the Americas, the CQ America node, just listen to it all the time in case anybody has any questions or anything, so you're welcome to come up there if you have anything. And, yeah, that's about what we do, and welcome to have you aboard and pass the word around.
Oh, very good. Appreciate it. And just got the node up and running 2 days ago. I'm still trying to figure it out all out. So anyway, and I'm also running on a 400 and on FT1 on the handheld outside with my dog right now. Anyway, thanks very much. I do appreciate it. We'll be in on a regular basis. K7DRA, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Okay, very good, and thank you for coming aboard. And if you have any questions on it, feel free to call us, call me after the net. Like I said, I'm monitoring here most of the time if I'm within range of my WireX node. And I do listen all night, too. I don't know why, but I do, because I forget to turn it off, I guess. Anyway, thank you. Any other comments or stations for the net? K1GGS.
Reset, W0ZZS.
Go ahead.
This is W0ZZS. This is Fred. My name is Fred. Would it be possible for you to email me a list of the stations that checked in tonight? If not, that's fine. If so, it would be wonderful. I would have to get my logs straightened out. I've been trying to keep up with all the call signs, and about half of them I'm missing some letters on. If not, that would be fine. If so, I appreciate it. Over.
Okay, very good, Fred. Do you want to send me your email address here, or if you want to just send me an email message, and I'll give you mine. Right?
Okay, email is my call sign, Whiskey Zero Zulu Zulu Sierra
at AWRL.net, over.
We'll do that a little later on here this evening. Any other comments or anything for the net before we close?
This is WAAKIM. Just letting you know that I'm having, I have made a list of things here, sorry. I'm having some buffering issues. The last conversation there, it took a little while, but my computer did finally catch up. But I was about 30 seconds behind for a little bit and gradually caught up. So I don't think anybody else is having that, but I am experiencing that right now. Also, there is one or two stations there that are causing some ping-ponging situation, which seems to not affect anything, but just something I noticed. I heard somebody else comment about the low audio on the one station. I experienced that too. W8KRF. It appears I'm in analog, and it appears like Rusty is hearing him just fine. Digital communication seems fine with him. It's the analog side that I can't hear him. And the only reason I comment on that is because I'm also experiencing the same type of issue. At first I thought it was the Windows XP, which the people that followed the system, the Yahoo group, knew that. But I've since put in Windows 7. I'm still having the same issue with my HRI device. Digital sounds great, but as soon as and they can hear analog just fine, but as soon as I talk in digital, the analog nodes do not hear me correct. So that might be a little issue that's going on. It's probably a little more common. It's also happened to my father, although his doesn't seem to be fixable. Mine, I put on a Windows 8 system, fixes one part, and the audio is just, poor quality audio, so I'm having issues. I think it's my HRI box itself, but it does make a difference which operating system I'm running on, which is intriguing to me. But anyway, those are my comments. I know I threw a lot out there. So back to net. This is W88KIM.
K9 Jetter dead.
GGS, very good. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't get too much of that. My hearing is not that good until I get my headphones fixed. I'm sort of in trouble. So anyway, I'm sure everybody else heard it, so that's good. Thank you very much, and if there's nothing else for the net, we'll go ahead and close tonight, and I'll run across the street and listen to the concert. Thank you all for coming aboard, and see you next Saturday night. K1GGS is...
The gentleman that was having an issue with the audio, can you come back to me? K9ZRD.
K9ZRZ. Yeah, this is WAAKIM, Whiskey Alpha 8 Kilo India Mike.
Yeah, this is just a suggestion. I had a friend of mine that recently had an issue where he could not hear the analog people, but he could hear the digital people. If it's something similar to that, I wonder if it may kind of do the same thing. I'm an IT person, so it's like, this may make a little bit of sense, but my suggestion would be try switching the USB port that you're connecting to. See if that fixes the issue. So in other words, whatever USB port is in now, switch it into another one. Just find another USB port, plug it into that, give it a little bit, let it see it. My suggestion would be shut everything down, shut the app down, shut the Wires X down, and then switch the port, and then bring it all back up and see if it works.
All right. I appreciate that advice. That's actually the same advice that Yaesu gave me. Which I originally tried on the XP system, so I did that, and it didn't make a difference. So then I went to Windows 7, and it still did the same thing, no matter whether I switched USB ports or not. So it still gave me that same odd effect. But those are both using the exact same laptop. I upgraded from XP to 7 on the same laptop. Now, if I use the Windows 8 using my WinBook, just one of those little cheap tablets, but running Windows 8.1, but it seems to fix one problem but create another issue. So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm being premature and I'm announcing this because I have not tested it with another HRI device. I do have a second one that's hooked up to my repeater, but I've only recently discovered this issue, so I haven't had a chance to swap them out. It really only took me 10 minutes and just haven't done it yet. So I probably haven't posted anything on the Yahoo group since then until I actually am 100% sure it's the HRI device versus the software. So thanks for that advice, and I will swap mine out and see if it makes a difference or not. Thank you. This is WAAKIM.
So the question is the other port you're going to, are you using a USB switch?
No, it's a Toshiba laptop about 4 years old that has four USB ports on it. I tried going from, you know, they seem they're in pairs, so I assume maybe they'd be on the same USB, hub, internal hub. No, I have tried going between all four of them, both in XP and Windows 7. So my next thing is either I might install Windows 8.1 on it or just, you know, try a different HRI device, try a different computer altogether. But like I said, still active. Different, but still not correct on the other device. So I just have some more experimenting to do again. I just kind of threw it in with all my other comments.
WA8KIM.
Okay, one more question. The other four things that you have plugged in, or the other connections that you have on USB, keep one thing in mind with USB. What you may want to try to do is, here's another suggestion, try switching the cable out. And the last suggestion I'm going to suggest is look into a powered USB hub. It may be, depending on the devices that you have plugged into it, that may be the problem. You may want to look at that, because it may be, if the tablet you're using, you got to look at somebody's USB ports. Some of these USB ports have power or additional power to them. Some of the older USB ports don't have enough power to operate some of the newer technology. So that's another thing to look at as well. I don't know how old the laptop is, but that's a consideration. Look to see if you have a spare, if you know somebody who's got a powered USB hub, plug that thing in and see if it makes a difference. That would be another consideration to look at. Be careful with what you listen to that comes from the ASU technical support. Keep in mind, they're shooting in the dark. I don't know how well IT they are. From what I've been hearing so far, they're okay. They're not the best. But, you know, it's like anything else. It's growing into pains. So it takes time to you know, hone the skills to be able to troubleshoot some of this stuff. Again, these are just suggestions. It's, you know, the common issues that usually I see on a daily basis. Over.
Okay, well, thank you for those suggestions. I hadn't thought about it being an older port. It did work fine on that laptop for about 2 months, but I didn't let you know that. But, yeah, I do have two powered USB hubs just lying around here. I will give one of those a try and see if it makes a difference. It's worth a try. Doesn't hurt. So I'll add that to my list of things to try. Before I end up studying HRI and DASU, which hopefully I don't have to. Hopefully it's become simple. I had also, just for the heck of it, tried the older version of WiresX, because that has a slightly different device driver, and that didn't help either, but I just thought I'd mention it. So this is WAKM, and I'll back to that.
VA3XJL disconnected. This is WA8KIM, Wires X, connected to 21000.
Hey, thanks for putting the announcement out on that other, room there about this net. Appreciate it. K7DRA, Roxburgh.
This is WA8KIM. I was having a conversation with the other gentleman. Only know, sorry that I dropped. I told my controller to shut down the net at 8:55, because there is another net at 9 o'clock that I was at one time going to connect to, but I decided not to. So anyway, I apologize for that. This is WAAKIM.